From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Day will come when there will be no one left who knew the men and women buried here. Yet Americans will still come to visit, to pay tribute to the many who gave their lives for freedom, who liberated the oppressed, and who left the world a safer and better place.
The family believes my grandfather, Mark Fell Sr., is a great American hero who went well above and beyond the call of duty, at much risk to himself, to save his country from a horrible injustice. My grandfather is pleased that he is being honored for his role as Deep Throat with his friend Bob Woodward.
It will vary on what they think of Deep Throat, but as someone who worked for Nixon, I never had a positive regard for Deep Throat. I thought, you know, if you had information like this, it was incumbent upon you to go to the authorities. And I just thought it felt, you know, if you're part of a team, there was a snitch quality that many of us found pretty odious.
As a champion of the free enterprise system in Congress, Chris Cox knows that a free economy is built on trust. In the years ahead, Chris will vigorously enforce the rules and laws that guarantee honesty and transparency in our markets and corporate boardrooms.
Congress and your administration, Mr. President, have both done their part to strengthen the laws that protect investors in our financial markets. And if confirmed, I look forward to carrying out that mandate in the special role occupied by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I say no to a supranational superstate from Brussels, which would overthrow the French Constitution and the French laws.
I voted no, and the reason why is I'm not against the European Union at all. It's a fact that's been coming for years, and it's not going away. Only I think now it's going too fast. We're now at a point that even politicians themselves don't know how to explain it to the normal people.